Hi guys, welcome back. This is the fourth video in a series of videos covering the Canon EOS 500D, T1i and KISS X3. In this video we're going to be going over the mode dial, which is this dial you can just see at the back here, covering what the different shooting modes are in terms of what they're referred to by name, roughly when you'd use them, and we will cover them in more detail later on with example shots, but for now just a quick overview of the mode dial on the camera body. So here we go. Okay, here we go. Here we've got the mode dial for the Canon EOS 500D. Currently set on auto, which is the green square. Next, as we go along, what we'll do, we'll move it to the left. So we'll go through this top section first. You've got here creative auto, which will give you basic guides, if you like, to with a view to getting the results that you want in terms of depth of field. So whether you want your subject in focus or the whole scene in focus, say like a person stood in the foreground and mountains behind, and whether you want the mountains to be blurred out or in focus. The first camera actually to have the created auto, funnily enough, was the Canon EOS 5D Mark II, which is really a semi-pro camera. So why they put it on that first, I don't know. Next we've got program mode, which will let you have a little more control over your exposure and so forth than compared to auto mode and creative auto. So you can change things like ISO value and some basic settings as well. TV mode here, nothing to do with television, is Canon's shutter priority mode. Many other cameras use S. I mean, the camera that I'm shooting the video on says S for shutter. Nikon, I believe, says S as well. But Canon decides to call it TV, which actually stands for time value. So time value in terms of your shutter time value that the shutter is open for. You'd use the shutter priority mode if you're considering stopping fast action, maybe when shooting sports. So you'll set a minimum shutter speed, say 500th of a second, and the camera will do the rest in terms of choosing the aperture value to maintain that shutter speed, and depending on the scene it's looking at. You can also use it to use slow shutter speed if you want for other creative uses. So to create image blur to emphasize movement, aperture value or aperture priority, otherwise known as, and this is where your main concern is depth of field. So a landscape scene, you'd want everything to appear in focus, front to back. So you're probably going to use a large aperture number in terms of f number, so f16 and maybe f22, something like that, which is actually a smaller aperture in the camera lens rather than a wider one. So the higher the f number, smaller the aperture, the lower, so f5, f1.8, the larger the opening of the lens. You would use a large opening of the lens, say a low f number, if you were shooting portraits, for example, where you want the person, the subject in focus and everything else to fall out of focus in the background. Manual mode is full manual mode, but you've got full control over the shutter speed and the aperture, as well as the ISO value. One thing that you've not got on the 500D, which you will get with the more professional bodies, is control over exposure compensation in manual mode. You can do in aperture and shutter priority, but not in manual mode. Okay, ADEP. Automatic depth of field mode will control automatically or determine the depth of field for the image. It's one of the semi-auto modes. It's not something I've ever used, I must admit, and to be perfectly honest with you, it's probably going to end up rendering most of the scene, even with portraits or group shots, with the majority of the scene in focus. So it's not something I would ever use for portraits. I'm probably going to shoot on aperture priority for that. If we go back through the dial, so if we go past the ones that we've covered, we've got portrait mode. This is another automatic mode. So what this will do, this will choose a shallower depth of field, It's going to use a different picture style instead of standard, so it's probably going to choose the portrait picture style where you get an increase in contrast. It's going to make the colours appear more saturated and so forth as well. So you can certainly use that if you want to take portraits, if you're not sure on what apertures to pick and so forth. So the camera will figure all that out for you. Landscape mode. So a little picture of a mountain there. Landscape mode you do obviously when you're taking landscape shots. So say if you're taking a landscape along a shoreline where you might have a rock in the foreground for foreground interest, and it's looking down a beach along a cliff face, or maybe a mountain scene, you could use that. And what this will probably do is set the camera up to use a large f-stop or a smaller aperture, so f16, f22 and so forth. Macro mode is for close focusing, for doing macro photography. Now it's not really true macro photography. At the end of the day, if you want to do that, you're going to need to get yourself a macro lens really, or some extension tubes. The problem is with extension tubes, you usually end up having to manual focus. So a macro lens will be the better way to go. Sports mode. Now this is for fast moving action. So the camera is going to try to set a fast shutter speed if it can do. It all depends on the light that's available. And try to maintain a high shutter speed for fast action or fast motion stopping. You know, so if you've got someone running, a car that's racing past, and you're not sure on using shutter priority or any of the manual modes, then this is there for you. Twilight portrait mode. This is for taking portraits in low light, so it may decide to use the flash to fill in the flash. It's probably going to open the aperture maybe wider than normal portrait mode because it's going to be a darker scene. Here is to forced flash off. So it's got a little line through it. So it's one of the automatic modes, but without flash. So the camera won't fire the flash even if it would be better to do so maybe. It's just to force the flash to stay off. And then lastly here, we've got the video mode for recording the HD video, or it will do standard definition as well, 720p high definition at 30 frames a second and 1080p in 20 frames a second. And when you turn this mode on, your screen, LCD screen on the back, will fire up, and that's how you view your shot or your movie as you're taking it. So this is just a quick introduction to the basic mode dial on the camera. We will cover the shooting modes with example shots in more detail later on. It's going to take me a bit of time to get some shots and stuff done for those. For example, shutter priority, some landscape shots and so forth for examples. So bear with me with those. Just a quick introduction of the layout of the mode dial. Just one thing. Don't be afraid to try all these different modes. See which ones you prefer. And at the end of the day, if you're really stuck, you're really unsure, that's what auto mode's there for. Program creative auto and portrait landscape modes, they're there to be used. Don't feel bad for using them as you're learning, that's what they're there for. Later on you can progress to using the semi-auto modes like aperture priority, shutter priority, and then onto full manual mode. So enjoy shooting pictures. Right, that's it for now, just a quick introduction to the control dial or the mode dial on the camera. Thank you very much for watching. Cheers, bye.